Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Doug Tyrrell, History and Comment.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Tyrrell. This is History and Comment for Friday, the 2nd of February, 2024. The news out of Punxsutawney, PA, is that Phil did not see his shadow and spring is coming early. There was a story earlier this week that the PETA folks want to do away with Phil. Really, I suspect that Phil has a reasonably good life and is well-fed without worry of predators. It reminds me of the events up in Alaska in one of the oil spills. Folks were celebrating the release of the last rescued seal, and as it swam off, it was quickly devoured by an orca. As the crowd watched in horror, it may be urban legend, but there is some basis in fact. As much as we want to overlay everything from our pets to wild animals with human feelings, it's not something we can completely do. Yes, they can show loyalty and affection. They are not human. Punxsutawney Phil is an amusing and a fun tradition that dates back to Europe in the Pennsylvania town from 1887. Outright sad is the display from the geriatric-in-chief today. He is saying the important things, and it sounds nice. The media is giving it a lot of coverage. Later today, he will attend the arrival of 3 soldiers killed in the Middle East to Dover Air Force Base. Sadly, there is a level of hypocrisy to his words. In the 3 years he has been president, he has either ignored foreign policy or acted in ways that have enabled countries that are outright hostile to the United States. The drone attack in Jordan was enabled by Iran. There have been dozens of small-scale attacks across the region on U.S. targets in recent months, and to date, no response. Yes, the 3 soldiers may have been brave and courageous, but the commander-in-chief is absent. Ask yourself, how long would it have taken Reagan to respond to the first drone attack? If nothing else, go back and read about the Iranian embassy hostages. Same players, different president. The Dutch settlement of New Amsterdam is incorporated in 1653. It will eventually be transferred to English settlers and renamed New York. The outline of the story of Robinson Crusoe is linked to this day when British sailor Alexander Selkirk is rescued by a privateer from an island in the South Pacific. That is in 1709. Selkirk had asked to be left on the island more than 4 years earlier, when the ship he was on stopped there and he felt being marooned was a better choice than staying with a ship he felt was no longer seaworthy. Selkirk will prove correct and the ship will founder off the coast of Colombia a few weeks later, the captain and crew taken hostage by the Spanish. The Mexican-American War is over in 1848. The fight has been mostly caused by the Texas issue. Texas considered themselves an independent country after their fight with Mexico and wanted to be part of the United States. Mexico did not necessarily agree and controlled vast amounts of land in the West. The war was not overly popular in the states, and neither was the resolution. Texas got what they wanted, and Mexico lost over half of their land holdings when their border was fixed as the Rio Grande River. All of present-day California, Nevada, Utah, and bits of 4 other states became U.S. territory out of the affair. The National League of Professional Baseball Clubs is formed in 1876. The American League is formed in 1900 by interest from Boston, Detroit, Milwaukee, Baltimore, Chicago, and St. Louis. Grand Central Terminal opens in New York City in 1913. The genesis of the Iditarod dog sled race reaches Nome, Alaska on this day in 1925. There was a health crisis and medicine had to be rushed overland. While nearly 100 years in the past, the whole story reads much like the Apollo 13 efforts, where all the stops were pulled out to prevent an already bad case from becoming a disaster. It was believed the entire population of Nome and the region were at risk, maybe as many as 3,000 people. English-born Graham Nash, singer and guitarist, is 82 today. He was a founding member of the Hollies and later part of the various combinations with David Crosby, Stephen Stills, and Neil Young. His high tenor can be heard on the Hollies song, On a Carousel, and the Crosby, Stills, and Nash song, Just a Song Before I Go. Idi Amin replaces the sitting president in Uganda. The year is 1971. Knowing the outcome, I have to ask, how bad was the other guy? The last Soviet column pulls out of Kabul, Afghanistan in 1989 after a decade-long war in the country. We should have taken a lesson. There is a large portion of the world whose mindset is more 8th-century warlord and not ready for the 21st century. The first digital cinema projection in Europe takes place on this day in 2000. The digital technology had been placed in common use the year earlier in the States. Star Wars Episode 1 had been scanned and distributed to theaters in June of the previous year. Toy Story 2 was the first completely digital release. That was in November of 99. There's a breaking story this morning that may not make the evening news, but it is noteworthy. Some of you know my late wife was a pharmacist, and my mailbox still gets industry-related updates. It seems the fine folks at Health and Human Services think it would be a good idea to allow some government grants to be used to supply test strips for the presence of xylazine. I'm not the chemist in the family, but it is a non-opioid that is sometimes paired with fentanyl, but Narcan does not work on it. A bit of further digging at nyc.gov, that would be New York City, there is a one-page procedure of how to test your drugs for the presence of the compound. It's written for street use. Folks, the government is telling addicts how to test their drugs and wanting to supply them with the test materials. Now, this appears to be an emerging issue. One DEA account claims as much as 25% of the fentanyl supply contains the large animal tranquilizer. Folks, we know that a large portion of the fentanyl in this country is coming from China via Mexico. We can reasonably assume the same is true for this new threat. I would like to think that the Nancy Reagan idea of just say no will work, but that's not the case. The American drug habit is enriching a nefarious element in Mexico and to a lesser degree China. Meanwhile, we cannot decide if we need to seal our border or not. The present administration seems to think we should leave it wide open. I cannot make any logical sense out of it unless it's to destroy American society. The United States is already at the top of the list of refugee relief in the world. Usually, countries whose ideas are counter to ours are more times than not the cause of refugees. That's History and Comment for the second day of February. I'm Doug Terrell. Now, go do something worth remembering.